Ukraine security issue.
On the 7th of June, the 104th day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders, the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that Russia has lost more than 31,360 soldiers and thousands of units of military equipment during all these days of the war. The invaders have lost almost 3,500 armored personnel carriers. There are also losses of artillery systems, tanks, planes and helicopters. According to the Defense Ministry of Ukraine, the occupiers' reserves of modern weapons are depleted. They target and hit Ukrainian cities with missiles created for firing the ships. Meanwhile, the intensity of shelling of peaceful Ukrainian towns and villages with cruise missiles caliber has significantly decreased. However, the invaders still have an enormous reserve of obsolete ammunition. According to Alexander Stuk, head of the Severodonetsk Region Military Administration, Russian troops continue to storm Severodonetsk. Currently, it is the hottest spot on the front lines. Fierce fighting has been going on there for several weeks in a row. The occupiers are trying to take control of the city and the road to it. The situation changes almost every hour. The enemy prevails in manpower, but Ukrainian soldiers successfully block Russia's attempts to seize the city of Severodonetsk, says Alexander Stuk. The Russian army has shelled 15 settlements in the Donetsk region using mortars, artillery, grad, smerch and Uragan multiple launch rocket systems. There are deaths and casualties among civilians. Dozens of private houses and multiple store buildings, enterprises have been destroyed. In some areas, water and electricity supply has been cut, according to the National Police of Ukraine. The occupiers have in particular been targeting the town of Bakhmut, which straddles the Russian army pass to the city of Slavyansk. Bakhmut has come under heavy fire. It is shelled with both rockets and artillery. The local townspeople spoke with Suspilne journalists about their survival in such conditions and why they chose to stay. Where am I to go with my pension? One needs to have a little money in pocket. I think that was a rocket. I just saw the darkness approaching, and the next day there was another shelling.
6 years ago, I переселився з Єнакиєва.
I moved to Bakhmut 6 years ago from another city in the Donetsk region where fighting was ongoing, the city of Єнакиєва. Here we are distributing out bread to people. Today, the limit was 2 loaves per person. Russian invaders have not given up on attempts to seize the city of Zaporizhia. Currently, fighting is ongoing in the front lines of the region, reported head of the military administration Alexander Staruch. According to him, the Ukrainian armed forces are constructing defense lines on the outskirts of Zaporizhia. The main military action now is still in the east of the country. The enemy is likely planning breakthrough into Kamyshevaka and Grigorievka. This has been the plan since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. Although the terrain is difficult there, but with a large force they can try to succeed. Our military has taken these factors into account. We have force stationed in the area and we've built enough defense lines and will continue construction. Today the air defense system shot down an enemy rocket over the city. Our army is fantastic. They are fighting hard and fighting back, causing the enemy much more harm than the enemy is able to cause us. Spokesman for the Operational Command South, Vladislav Nazarov, said that the risks of Russian landing operation in the Odessa region increase with the onset of summer and favorable weather. According to him, there is a high threat of missile strikes from the sea and from land in the southern regions. The enemy uses stubbornly rocket-propelled grenades at settlements in the direction of our troops. In the occupied Kherson region, at internal checkpoints, the Russians receive permission from their command to shoot civilians who seemed suspicious to them. Even inspecting trucks with agricultural products, the occupiers are ready to destroy everything. An enemy naval group controls the northwestern part of the Black Sea blocking navigation. The threat of missile strikes from the sea as well as strategic airstrikes remain high, said Vladislav Nazarov. The UN International Commission arrived in Kyiv on its first mission to investigate Russia's war crimes in Ukraine. Independent experts will work here until June 16. Representatives of the UN Commission will visit several cities, Lviv, Kharkiv and Sumy, besides Kyiv, to get first-hand information on violations of human rights and international humanitarian law. They will also meet with victims and witnesses of Russia's war crimes. The day before, during a meeting of the UN Security Council on the situation in Ukraine, European Council President Charles Michel said that the European Union continues to receive information about the use of sexual violence by Russian soldiers as a weapon.